Start off with a peace mantra, mantra from Samaveda. Samaveda has two Upanishads, Taravakara Upanishad, also called as Keno Upanishad, and Chandogya Upanishad. Samaveda, there are four Vedas. Vedas has Upanishads associated with that one. Rigveda has one Upanishad, Mahaitare Upanishad. Yajurveda has four Upanishads, two in Krishna Yajurveda and two in Shukla Yajurveda. Samaveda has two Upanishads, and Atharva Veda has three Upanishads. This mantra is a peace mantra. It's appropriate for our sadhakas. The meaning of this one, may the all-pervading principle enter into me. All-pervading principle, I need not have to say, may he enter into me. May I get the awareness of that one. All-pervading principle is in me also. With that one, may I be blessed with good talking, speech, powerful talk. There's energy in the talk. May my prana shakti, energy level goes up through the nostrils. May I be blessed with good eyesight. May I be blessed with good hearing. May all my limbs be infused with energy, bubbling with energy. With that, what I have to do? May I approach a teacher, a competent teacher. May I sit at his feet and try to learn the higher things in my life. When I read the scriptures, when the thing starts going as per my plan, I should not be arrogant. I should not denounce the presence of the all-pervading principle. At the same time, may the all-pervading principle never forsake me. There should be a good bonding exist between myself and the all-pervading principle. And with this one, what I have to do? May all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and repose in me. May all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and repose in me. And this is the meaning of this one. Repeat after me. Om Apyayantu.
Om Apyayantu.
Mamangani.
Mamangani.
Vakprana.
Vakprana.
Chakshu Shrotram.
Chakshu Shrotram.
Atho Bhalam.
Atho Bhalam.
Indriyani cha Sarvani.
Indriyani cha Sarvani.
Sarvam Brahmopanishadam.
Sarvam.
Maham Brahma Nirakuriyam. Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Anirakaranam Astu.
Anirakaranam
Me Astu.
Tadatmani Nirate.
Ya Upanishatsu. Brahmaste.
Te
mayi santo,
te
mayi
santo,
te mayi santo. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
So welcome to the 48th batch of yoga. This 481th class here in this center. We have been running the classes for last 12 plus or close to 13 years in this same place. The yoga, the meaning of yoga, yoga is a synonym for health. So yoga synonym for discipline. Yoga means synonym for service. It's reaching out to the community. Yoga means achieving higher things in the life, having higher aspirations in the life, and aspire for the higher life, higher mode of living, and achieving that one is called as yoga. Yoga, it's two meanings. It has a two, yoga means joining anything with a higher, joining myself to the higher things. As I mentioned in the peace mantra, apyayantu, one, the all-pervading principle, we are connecting with him. That is called as another definition of yoga. Yoga, connecting ourselves to the higher things. In the yoga means healthy living. Healthy life. So yoga means it's health care, not Medicare. It's in the way I am emphasizing that one, in the Western, all the hospitals, in the government hospitals in the Western countries, so is in the developing countries, it is not able to support the health system. The queue, the length of the queue is increasing day by day. So for, to get a small procedure done, you have to wait for 6 months. And one of the friends from Germany, she called, she said her mother had a severe pain in the hip, and she had to wait for 8 months to get it operated. And despite the modern technology, they put the ball socket in a wrong way. They could not put her back into the system. She had to wait again. It's a severe pain. She had to wait and get it corrected. Still, she is not good. She is severe pain. And if you depend on the government to look after, government cannot look after. You have to look after yourself. You can't rely on the government health system so that they will look after. It cannot happen. About 2 weeks back, I mentioned 2 or 3 weeks back, there was a program, in the Inside program. The modulator, he was interviewing people with diabetes, the health-related issues. And one of the ladies in early 30s, he asked her, "It's having a diabetes." If you were to change your lifestyle, by changing the lifestyle, if you can manage this diabetic condition better, are you happy to do? She immediately said, "No, I don't want to compromise. I don't want to compromise on my lifestyle. I like snacking. I want partying. I don't want to sacrifice my lifestyle. I'm happy to take a couple of more pills, but I don't want to sacrifice." And this approach, these type of people are potentially adding to the queue. It's a length of the queue increases. So unless we change our lifestyle and how we live, what you eat, whom you associate with, those type of the factors, they result in our health. You have to change your lifestyle so that you can manage better, instead of relying on our children. When they grow up, they will look after. Our health system will look after. Instead of relying on them, self-help is the better help. It's the best help. It's look after yourself. The yoga means looking after yourself. You are less drain on the family resource, less drain on the community resource, less you are less drain on the government's its resource. It's self-help is the best help. It's the yoga dimension. And yoga also means the health. Absence of disease itself doesn't constitute a health. I may not have any disease, but I have no interest. I want to lie down. That itself says, physically I may not be going to the doctor, but mentally no energy. The lack of disease itself doesn't constitute a good health. And the health, it's a physically healthy, mentally healthy, spiritually healthy, very dynamic person, that constitute a health. And not going to the doctor doesn't constitute it's a health. It's a vibrant health, vibrant, bubbling with energy, always reaching out wherever is required. That constitute a health. And in Ayurveda also says health, another dimension, prasanna atma indriya. Prasanna, it's a happy, always mind is not disturbed. Prasanna atma, atma means mind. Prasanna atma indriya, health, my limbs are not bothering me, mind is not bothering me. That constitute a health. It's samadhatu, sama agni, sama dosha, malakriyaha, prasanna atma indriya, arogya ityabhidiyate. prasanna, it's a samadhatu. My building blocks in the body are in normal. It's in balance. Samagni, my digestion is good. There is no constipation. My bowel movement is normal. Samadhatu, samagni, samadosham. My water element, it's a fire element, and air element in the body are in balance. Samadosha malakriyaha. Prasanna atma indriya. I have peace, serenity in the mind. That constitute it's a healthy person. And healthy person. And another dimension of the health is mentioned in Mandukya Upanishad. It comes in Atharva Veda. It's a repeat after me. I will explain. And with that one, I will enter into Patanjali Yoga Sutra. It's a laye sambodhaye chittam. Vikshiptam shamayet punaha. Sakashayam vijaniyat. Samam praptam nachalayet. Laye sambodhaye chittam. It's another one. Come out of the laziness. As I mentioned, absence of disease itself is not constitute a healthy person. Awaken, come out of the slumber. It's a tamasic nature. Come out of the slumber. Laye sambodhaye chittam. Vikshiptam shamayet punaha. Disturbing mind. Unsteady mind. Jumping mind from this thought to this thought. Calm it down. Calm it down. From rajasic nature. Calm it down. Come out of the tamasic. Calm your rajasic nature. Disturbing nature of the mind. And realize the disturbing nature of the mind. It's a deep within. If you try to disturb. Sakashayam. Sakashayam means like a pond. It's a mud is there. If you disturb the pond, mud comes out. Realize the disturbing nature of the mind. When you get to the tranquility, do not move away from that one. Come out of the slumber and calm the disturbing mind and resort to the stillness, serenity. Whatever makes you to calm, whatever makes you to relax, do not move away from that one. That is the another dimension of yoga. It is the Mandukya Upanishad says. And in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, same thing is it says, Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodaha. Yoga, definition of yoga, according to the Patanjali, is not jumping from one thought to another thought, not in the slumber state, or jumping from one thought to another thought. Chitta Vritti, calming the mind, is called as yoga. Yoga, another definition of yoga, is having a calm person. Relaxed personality, balanced personality is yoga. It's a definition in the Patanjali. In the Patanjali, it's a second sutra. And the first sutra, Patanjali says, what is the requirement of yoga? Yoga is discipline. Atha, yoga, anushasanam. Atha means, now, let us be disciplined. We have whiled away our time. Life has passed away, passed so far, thus far. Now on, let us not while away our time. Let us be disciplined. Let us be serious about the sadhana. Otherwise, disturbing nature of the mind, it will bother us, it will haunt us. Do not let the mind to take the control, balance the mind. And how to do that one, we will dive into that one next week. Lie down on your back.